Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We are facing the advance of the tyrannical state. They have gone after Trump. They are celebrating, and now they are going after Alex Jones. It's such a blatant misuse of the legal system. It should be that there should be a mechanism to stop this. It should be like, yeah, you don't, you cannot sue a news company in a year of election. You cannot just be so blatant about it. You cannot misuse a case of defamation to ultimately go after a supporter of a president because you dislike him. I don't know of an easy solution to this. As long as the law operates, it's subject to misuse. But there is such a terrible misuse here by the Democrats who are celebrating it. They're celebrating it publicly. It should be evident to everyone what's happening. It's a partisan process. What Trump has went through, what Alex Jones has went through, this was not something that was expected under the First Amendment to ever happen. Should not happen. The Eternal Sticker has sent $20. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, "Hello, Jeff. I wanted to reach out to any artist in the audience. I'm launching a sticker store, and I'm paying up for pro-white artists who want to design their design featured on the homepage here. EternalSticker.com. And he is reachable on X at Eternal Sticker. On X, or he also gives Eternal Sticker at proton.me. Let's have a look at what's on the website already. Oh, I like this one. How are you voting this year? Zionism or Zionism? I like this one. So $1.25 per sticker. United States only. We have magnets. We buy designs. We have a skull, we have, it seems, a solar logo. Very interesting. You know, recently I had an ID. Oh my God, I have to remember it because I had a slogan and I was like, hey, if I wanted to sell t-shirts, that's the slogan I would put on. I don't know if it was in the pro-white domain or it was perhaps an ID in the, I think it was about woman, but I don't know, would the eternalsticker.com, eternalsticker.com, would you print stickers about women, or are you just strictly around pro-white stuff? Gradually, I began to collect them. Oh my God. Very interesting. Very interesting. So people can follow his Twitter account at Eternal Sticker if you'd like to get updates or if you have your own ideas of stickers. These people are insane. Look at them openly celebrating the misuse of the justice system.
He's found guilty on the third count against him. He's a felon. He's a fucking felon.
Man, I can't take the performative joy of the normie. Like, I see blood when I hear this. It's like, oh my God, she is not even enthusiastically expressing joy. She is expressing joy to show it to someone else. Like, in my whole life, I didn't have to perform fake joy of that sort ever. I would hate myself if I had, like, when I'm happy, I will let it out. I don't need to show it on the phone to my daughter or whatever. Holy shit, do they suck, these normies. Woo! All right, well, and you can see this across the internet. And now the next victim, of course, this is all because it's an election year. And it's all happening because the Democrats are paranoid. They're just paranoid. It's like they went after misinformation, they went after hate, and now they're trying to go after Alex Jones. The Eternal Sticker answers to my question. I won't guarantee just any design, but I'm open to creative suggestions by a designer. Lol. Okay, maybe I found the subject that's too edgy for the Eternal Sticker. He can't quite commit to a yes. It's like this guy is memeing on the Hitler memes, and I'm like, are you willing to address the woman question? Because I got a couple of idea of stickers, bro. Okay. Well, I'll try to find what was my idea, and I'll let you know if I can find it. I wanted to print a t-shirt, but a sticker would work just as much. Alex Jones just broadcast today that government is right now in the process of attempting to illegally seize the InfoWars studios to put locks on the doors, then force liquidate all broadcast assets to silence Alex Jones. Alex slept in his studio last night and has publicly said he would call local police to stop the illegal federal raid on his studios. Details are coming in slow. Situation is uncertain. Not able to verify everything at this time, but everyone should pray for Alex Jones and the InfoWars operation. Pray for their safety and for their defense against a corrupt cabal of government thugs who have convicted Trump of a made-up crime and are now shutting down prominent alt-media in America. See Infowars.com/show to see Alex broadcast from earlier today to hear details straight from him. They're shutting it down for real. Yes, I mean, the defamation law is not supposed to be a law that leads to the seizure of your media. Your voice, basically. What is the electronic equivalent in 2024 of your voice, of your vocal cords? Your vocal cords need a little preamp. Your vocal cords need a sonic exciter. Your vocal cords need to be transmitted through the waves of the optic signals of the internet. So when you seize all these things, you really seize literally the voice of someone, which under the First Amendment shouldn't happen. Now, it's the whole idea of, oh, well, he owes money. Oh, okay, but did he mismanage his business? No, he didn't mismanage his business. He hurt kids and their parents by having a political position on a news item that was relevant, which is the Sandy Hook stuff. Now, he went too far. From my perspective, what he said about Sandy Hook was not true, was not grounded in truth. But you're not supposed to have your voice seized because you kind of fail at finding the truth once. That is not supposed to happen. Yet with the Democrat creative use of the justice system, and especially because Alex Jones has been identified by them in somewhat paranoid ways as a cause of Donald Trump's election, they went after him with demonetization, they went after him with shadow banning, and now they are going after him with bankruptcy. I think he owes something like $1 trillion. It is the biggest, it is basically the economy of a state. The size of the economy of a state is what Alex Jones owes. But we all knew that this was an overdone finding so that they could take infinite stuff from him. And Democrats, for people who claim to be anti-racist, I'm afraid that they just reinvented slavery here, because Alex Jones does not own anything and apparently does not own himself until he pays an infinite amount of money to these people. And you have here a running business that was operating correctly. It's not like he was in debt. It's a creation of a debt from the imagination of a bunch of Democrats. That's what sucks. And I find it revolting that this is now happening, where they negotiated, they try having a negotiation where Alex Jones said, look, either you're going to get close to zero from me, or we can make a deal. I could be paying you, say, $100,000. It's not going to be much. It's not going to be your trillion, but you would have something. If you come in and attack my studio, you know, you might sell this chair for that much. You might sell this computer for that much. But you're not going to even make as much money as you could get if we made a deal here. They tried engaging in this negotiation to have a reasonable settlement. And the other side said, no, we want to shut him down. They chose to shut him down. And it shows a lack of honor here on the other side. But ultimately, it shows what they were pursuing from the beginning, which is these people are not there to maximize the money they get from Alex Jones. They're not there to get reimbursed for a harm. They're there to shut down Alex Jones. They probably had their whole lawyers paid by dark networks of money, were happily working for very low amounts or free, because there were so much political interest at shutting Alex Jones down that someone was willing to pay. And you end up having the system of justice is a system of hit jobs, in the same way they turned journalism in a system of hit pieces. It's to neutralize people. It's to intimidate people. And those are practices from gangs of New York. You know, it belongs in this movie and in this era. We should not in 2024 have these paths to harassment, intimidation, and ultimately controlling the public discourse in a direction that's against the interest of the people. So Alex Jones, during the night, slept in his studio. Today they came to him, opened the door, said, we're here to seize everything. He said, do you have a warrant? They said, no. We were expecting you would just let us seize everything voluntarily. So he said, I'm not letting you take anything here until you get a warrant. And so basically, Alex Jones has decided to show to the world. We might see live or on some phone recording, we might see the full shutdown of InfoWars live. It might happen during the night, because, you know, when these agents come in and they see resistance, they might try to find a moment where they can get the least resistance. They might try to exploit a moment where Alex Jones goes to McDonald's and they get in and they put the lock on the door. But in any case, that will be a massive, whatever happens, really, it will be a massive visual manifestation of here a state shutdown on a fictive debt created in the head of a bunch of paranoid Democrats misusing the legal system to get there. Literally, the state shutting down a free speech outlet. That's what we're about to see. Could happen tonight, could happen this week, because it's all about now the repossessor will have to apply to a warrant. How exactly will that happen? How long will it take? I don't know. But it's going to happen any day now. And we're going to see a state shutdown of a free voice. Now, I know what they want to do. They want to take everything physical, and then they'll tell Alex Jones, probably, we don't even care about the InfoWars name. Will they take the domain name? I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But then they'll say, all right, Alex Jones, you're now free to become a media again. We have seized your stuff. You can go out there, take your cell phone or whatever we left you. And basically, it's just annoyance because there's not going to be much physicals there to sell. I mean, okay, the InfoWars counter might be bought by a collector, maybe some artist out there who's good. But it's going to be going at low prices. So all this effort is being done, really. And Alex Jones was pointing out he had people on the debt side because, for example, his father gave some money to made a loan to InfoWars to keep them online. And so his father is within the debtors, the creditors. His father is on the side of the people like credit card companies, banks, that have interest at getting a real reimbursement. And his father, therefore, was in a special position where he was able to delay the process. Now, he applied for an appeal and demanded that, hey, we don't want to destroy InfoWars. It seems that if we reach a consensual deal with Alex Jones, we could have more money than whatever we'll sell this clutter for. And he was totally ignored on the creditor's side. The creditor's side is interested at one thing. It's to put the locks on the door and say, we shut down Alex Jones. Now, they know that Alex Jones will be reborn somewhere else. They know that he can use his phone and have many audience members just on Twitter now that he's back on Twitter. But they just want to create problems. They want to make it hard. And as such, this prosecution is so much more like a censorship prosecution than it is a defamation case, really. It was all designed to get to that sweet spot where Alex Jones' life becomes harder and therefore he can contribute less to free speech. It's a violation right in our face of the First Amendment. Cringe Panda sends a super chat. She says, what do you make of this Alex Jones clip? This is where it turned against him. Oh, well, it is Alex Jones. I never commented on this clip because I didn't find it very important, but I know many people on the right were annoyed by this. So it's good that you bring it up because I never had the chance to really say my views on this. Let's listen.
Blair's a good person. You look like a woman. Blair White's done nothing wrong. Your bones look like a woman. We're very blessed to have you as an amazing, beautiful, smart person. My genetics says this is a woman. You're an articulate, amazing person, a beautiful person. The way God works mysterious ways, it creates beautiful things. It just shows you how God works in...
Well, that wasn't God's work, Alex. That wasn't God's work.
Mysterious ways. I know this in my heart. You're a good person. You love the children. You're the perfect spokesperson. This is what they probably should have done over at... Bud Light. But inherently, at a spiritual level, I realize that God's working through you, and it's an amazing thing. Blair.
Yeah, I remember this. Listen, this is the behavior of, you know, people who, with good intent, and you know, in a way, 30 years ago, you have someone who has a very rare mental disorder. They have gender dysphoria. They don't want to promote it. They don't want to tell the children to become LGBT. That's kind of the Christian attitude of welcoming that you would expect. And that wouldn't be so societally sick 30 years ago, 100 years ago. Because it would be rare, and you would know that society hasn't gone into a kind of viral sensation around fucking up children's minds with these ideas. So I don't think Alex Jones meant bad. I think it's everyone feels extremely sensitive to see him be so loving of Blair White when. In fact, in public life, you cannot have a murderer on your show and be all smiling and joking and loving him and not mention, well, you did commit a murder. You know, you can have a murderer on your show and you can have some moments of comedy, but it needs to be clear to the audience, look, this guy committed something extremely wrong. He's a murderer. I'm interested in his mind, but that is in no way approves what he did. And it's kind of what's missing here. It's that it is a grave thing to be challenging nature, to be challenging the forces of sex, which are the strongest forces of nature, and especially in a time where any sort of public appearance of LGBT is thought of and meant as a political move by the left. And it's a promotion. Whenever Blair White, the more beautiful Blair White gets through plastic surgeries that 99% of people cannot achieve, cannot attain, the more beautiful Blair White gets, the more likely it is that young people looking at InfoWars or anywhere she appears, the more likely it is that they get deceived into thinking they can be like Blair White. And to be demonstrating unconditional love of that sort is creating an awkwardness. And a lot of people have been critical of that moment with Alex Jones. I agree with the critique. Roddy the Sid says, Alex wanted to virtue signal, the same as someone saying, I have black friends too. It's too forced. It's too contrived. Blair's own videos are mediocre at best. And yes, I agree with you, and I agree with Cringe Panda's point. It is discomfort that it causes, because Blair White hasn't brought anything important to public coverage, hasn't made the kind of advances I've made. Like, I challenged the system at a time where it was dangerous to do so for the purpose of demonstrating the lack of fitness of that system to handle true free thought. And Blair White hasn't done this. Blair White has been victimized, unfortunately, by the very leftist ideology that she claims to be against as a conservative. But the first thing you have to do as a conservative is keep your dick. That's conservative challenge number one. You're born with a dick, keep it functional, ready to spray at any moment, any available vagina for reproduction. First rule of conservatism: conserve human life, conserve yourself. DK Shadow says, challenge, difficulty, impossible. I love this meme. I love the difficulty challenge, impossible. Keeping your dick. Barnaby Brito says, hashtag conserve your dick. Oh my god. Oh my god. AF Paul, yeah, it's not looking good, guys. This is I feel the Empire making advancement. And it's kind of spectacular the way they go at Trump in court and now Alex Jones. This is spectacle a lot. But what worries me really is that they got Trump in the ass. It's not so much that they are making a frontal attack against him in the New York court, because this will become laughable one day or another. They could literally give him 4 years, make it impossible for Trump to physically be in the White House, and yet it would eventually it would turn for Trump in some way, or for some vice president that would take over the job of Trump. But what I'm worried is not the frontal attack through misuse of our court system. It's the fact that Israel-born GOP mega donor Miriam Adelson and Blackstone CEO Steve Schwarzman will be bankrolling Trump's 2024 campaign. He's doing it again. He is going the road of full betrayal. And we're going to get some maybe better management of the border and some Supreme Court decision toward the loose right wing, maybe center right. And that's it. That's the hope for the next 4 years. Still better than Biden, but holy shit, is that very little winning. I was expecting more winning. I was expecting so much winning that I would be tired of winning, and I'm not tired. What's happening, Trump? By the way, tonight I'll make a relatively short show, maybe 1 hour, because I'll be going to watch the UFC. I think there's UFC 302 tonight. I'm interested in the fighters. I'm always interested in Sean Strickland. This is going to be interesting. Seven Cups. This happened in Europe, and I was on vacation yesterday, so I didn't talk about it. But it is such a it's a fractal. Okay, it's a fractal of the state's action toward white people. It's a fractal in the sense that it's a metaphor for what the state is doing to white people. But it's not just a metaphor. It's also exactly happening in your face. And I feel uncomfortable calling it a metaphor, because a metaphor, you have one domain and it kind of overlaps. But in the abstract with another thing, that's not quite a metaphor. That's a first-hand visual event that is the problem with the state, which is that the state, instead of going after the Islamic stabber, goes after the white person who was trying to stop him. And not only does the police go after the white guy who was trying to neutralize the situation, he pays the price of it. This is where it's so beautiful. He pays the price of his targeting of the white guy, because while he's neutralizing the white guy who was trying to neutralize the Muslim stabber, the Muslim stabber stabs him in the ear. So there you go. You get your payoff for trying to neutralize right-wing extremism on the white side, when it's not right-wing extremism that's the greatest threat. But you want to keep telling yourself that, you're going to get stabbed in the ear. So I'm being told to watch the behavior of female police officers, because it is said, I haven't looked in detail, but it is said that female police officers are just standing on the side doing nothing. So is that a police officer just yelling? So here you can see the white guy being neutralized by the police. But the white guy was a hero neutralizing a Muslim stabber who had already stabbed several victims. Look at this. The police neutralizes the hero. And now the Muslim stabber has been liberated. There's six police agents. Only one is doing physical neutralization, and he's neutralizing the wrong one. He's neutralizing the white oppressor. Well, isn't that what we're teaching in schools right now? Neutralize the white oppressor. So now, this Muslim migrant had the chance not only to stab already, but to step back up while surrounded by six police officers, each of them incapable of at least following up through the white man's neutralization of him. And now he's stabbing in the air the policeman who's neutralizing the white guy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now the police is like, oh my God. Now he's not just killing white people. He's killing my colleague. And so now I have to intervene. Now suddenly the means of intervention become available. So you end up... I can't believe it's in the same screenshot. Just perfect. You have the white man who was just well-intended trying to stop a stabbing. He got attacked by the state agent for attacking a migrant, but the migrant was killing people with a knife. And now the police is on the floor because he got stabbed in the ear by the migrant that he freed. He freed a migrant who stabbed him in the ear. And you have the useless police who were incapable of keeping an already grounded Muslim migrant who was already grounded by the white citizen. And at this point, they're like, oh, well, our colleague has been attacked by a knife. Now let's shoot him. So they shoot him. This is the story of the last 8 years. You know, when the FBI comes out and says the greatest threat in America is right-wing white extremism, it's like, even in the domain of hate crimes, it's not. Like, white people are the most inefficient racial extremists in the history of human civilization. Literally, even with all these groups of Nazis marching on the streets, black people still commit more hate crimes as of today than white people. Even if there's more organization, even if you can see these tough guys with their swastikas on the news, it's like, no, it's really in our blood to not be criminal. I'm sorry. You're looking at the wrong people. You're looking at people who could save you from being stabbed in the ear at some point. And you're neutralizing them, putting them down while they try to help you. True Guy says, I don't even think that cop was acting on his Zug instinct. He was actually just a moron. Karma. It's impossible to tell the level of intentionality. I've certainly considered this hypothesis that, well, he saw... Maybe he assumed that, oh, the other guy is already on the floor, so my colleagues will neutralize him. So now I just have to neutralize the white guy. But, you know, an old white man gets into neutralizing someone on the floor, and I see victims of stabbing here, victims of stabbing here. I would process a little bit in my mind. Hey. In what kind of situation am I jumping here? Am I making it worse? Am I aiding a criminal here? First, this old white man, does he hold a knife? No? Okay, well, so he does not constitute immediate, like at the second level, risk of death for the guy at the bottom. Let's study the situation here. And if I'm going to jump on someone already engaged in the neutralization of somebody else, think of jumping in a way that the two individuals will be controlled. Because if you just control one of the two individuals and you know nothing about the situation, even if you don't want to be racist, you don't want to be anti-Muslim, so you want to give a fair hearing to the two. The fact is, the safest approach is get in to stop whatever is the conflict here, but get in a way that both are neutralized. Because when you neutralize just one side of the conflict, this is what we need to explain to these women who are stopping their, who are holding their husband back, you know, no, don't hit him. He's a poor homeless. When you neutralize one person in a conflict, you may be actually participating to their victimization. Because if you neutralize someone, the other guy gets up, can punch him in the face, can kill him, can kill you too. There's a lot going on here. Oh yeah, Jennifer Rubin has renamed herself Jennifer Trump Convicted Felon Rubin. You're going to hear so much of this Trump Convicted Felon. And it's such a giveaway of the childishness of the Democrats. It's so childish, really, is what I'm trying to say. they are celebrating their misuse of the justice system. And we should remember this whenever and at every second we have power, that we are faced with a bunch of communist fascists. They don't care. They're all into that mentality of, let's fuck things up. Let's fuck nature up. Yeah, fuck it in the ass. Let's destroy gender. Let's destroy patriarchy. I mean, this is how they think. That's actually what's happening in the mind of a leftist. I know, I've been around women leftists, like deep, hardcore feminists. They're like, I'm throwing wrenches in the system. That's basically the entirety of the left's capacity for cognition. It's a drive for destruction. Destruction of the past because somehow the future must be better. Chris Cuomo got totally bodied by this guy, the libertarian guy, comic Dave Smith. And it shows you just how much self-abnegation and cognitive dissonance the leftists are capable of. Where Chris Cuomo has always been this guy who's not cool, but who would like to be with the cool people. You're not cool, Chris Cuomo. You are an agent of the system. And you try to act like you're some kind of internet celebrity, but no, you rose because you were yapping whatever the system wanted. And as long as you gave it to them, they kept you, and then eventually they canceled you. But don't try to act now that you're trying to be an internet persona. Don't try to act like it's always been you. You were an agent of the system, especially in the case of COVID. Remember these sessions of, oh my God, it helped me to go through the COVID pandemic to have these duo moments between Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. It helps me so much because we're all stuck inside under lockdown. I understand. We don't want to kill grandma. But at 6:55, I watch Chris Cuomo pass the mic to a black man, and it makes me feel so great that as I sacrifice my own liberty, I can see the passation of power on CNN between a white man who used to have control of everything in society, and now it's Don Lemon's moment, and I watched the full Don Lemon show. That's who you are. And during these exchanges, he was caught, of course, bashing on Joe Rogan for the horse dewormer story. This whole fake story made up by leftists at some point that Joe Rogan was recommending dewormer, which is just a label you can put onto ivermectin. And it's kind of they attempted to smear a molecule. That's how low the Democrats can go. Let's rebrand ivermectin as a horse dewormer. Although ivermectin has been a human medication too for many years. There was no problem 10 years ago. There was not a single Democrat trying to promote it as horse dewormer. But suddenly it became a horse dewormer because people were starting to ask, is it working?
But listen, you told me I should apologize. So what do you think I should apologize for? And then I'll tell you what I think you should apologize for.
I know what you think I should apologize for. Obviously, there was so much talk that they don't want you to take ivermectin. Ivermectin is the way to go. Take it. Joe Rogan got better from ivermectin. And by the way, I don't like what people did to Joe Rogan about ivermectin. I don't
you
like
You did it.
No.
Okay, yes, you did.
Find the clips.
Dude, find the clips. You shamed Joe Rogan.
Find the
you
clips.
You said he's taking horse dewormer. You and Don Lemon were chuckling at each other about it. No. I'll go find
First
the clips.
First of all, you just saw the clips.
I watched
I'm not chuckling. I'm listening to Don.
But no. The clip the I'm
If you are listening to someone ridiculing horse dewormer and in the process implying that Joe Rogan is misdirecting people, you are already part of the, Like, you wouldn't let me advocate for Adolf Hitler on CNN. You would stop me and you would say, hey, Jeff, stop talking so positively about Adolf Hitler because, you know, he's done other bad things too. Now, you let Don Lemon do his whole thing, but you also jumped in and you and they will pull the clip.
Talking about wasn't on there. And here's, it's absolutely look, there. Here, do we have it? Hold on.
Oops, they got receipts.
Let's play the clip.
Injecting drugs for animals and horse
and people telling them to.
Oh my God.
What person?
So when you say people telling them to, you're talking about Joe Rogan. You're talking about leaders who are telling people to take horse dewormer. You're saying they have a particular responsibility.
You know, you talk about like, you know, cancel culture and who to shame. Ivermectin, a dewormer.
So you dismiss the concerns around cancel culture and you jump in what Don Lemon was saying, which is, oh, they are recommending horse dewormer. So he is fully siding with Don Lemon here. That's not just staying silent in front of what Don Lemon says. You are dismissing cancel culture. You're saying it's not, let's forget about cancel culture. Horse dewormer should be our priority. And therefore, you're saying Joe Rogan must pay the price in some way for what he's doing.
Really?
They are shaming themselves.
That's
no
what it is.
Shame them. They're shaming themselves.
No, they so you're taking a dewormer right now.
This is
Chris,
a
you
dewormer.
Can't apologize for that. This. You weren't being clear that it was this, right. And you know that, dude. You're being so dishonest.
It would be so easy to just say, I apologize. I got it wrong. I was. The thing is, I know what's happening here. Chris Cuomo is kind of a center leftist, and he was surrounded by pressures, and he thought that to please his leftist employers and the leftist journalist he was arguing with and discussing with, he thought, I do have to display some of that leftism. I do have to tell them what they want to hear. He was trying to please, and Cuomo was always trying to please the left. It's always been the case that he's been trying to drift away from the left, but he's been way too complacent with satisfying them, telling them what they wanted to hear. And here he could apologize for it.
Honest right now, man.
I'm not.
You were talking about ivermectin, the drug. You were not talking about this version of ivermectin. Come on.
And now he's trying to make the argument. No, I was just telling people, don't take the horse version of ivermectin. Don't go into a literal horse store to buy the barrel of ivermectin. I wasn't saying anything about the medical ivermectin. If it was such precise point that you were trying to make, you had to make it then. You can't tell us 1 year, 2 years later, that's what I meant. You were joining the mob in the most unclear moment, in a moment where people were calling for the disappearance of Joe Rogan from YouTube and his censorship. You joined the mob at this point. Please admit it, Cuomo.
I was responding to a situation where we were told that this is what people were searching out.
We were told we're just following orders. We were just told that horse dewormer. Yeah, but you were told this by a bunch of authorities that have shown they constantly lied. And better thinkers than you were able to see through the lies before you. You had a duty to investigate, to make an ID for yourself. We were told, well, we know. We know that this is why you don't qualify as an internet personality. It's because all you know what to do, Chris Cuomo, is we're told that. Oh, I'm reading what's written on the screen here. You can't think. And you will survive like Don Lemon. You will survive 2 weeks on the internet at this rate.
To take, and nobody knew what it was going to do to me. Look. I'm taking the drug right now. Obviously, I don't think it's all poison.
Oh, so now he's on ivermectin. I've always been a big ivermectin fan. I was just saying to people, don't buy it in horse stores. Look, I'm taking ivermectin now. Look, I have a black friend. I can't be racist. Well, even if you take ivermectin now, when it mattered, you betrayed the people and you lied to them.
I stopped calling it the horse drug when, and you can not like it, CNN's chief medical officer, who is Sanjay Gupta, said to me, you shouldn't just call it a horse.
Replace one authority by another. This is why you're unfit for the internet, Cuomo. It's because all you can do is, let's see what the next authority thinks. And maybe if he thinks that we shouldn't, then we shouldn't. Think about fundamental questions around lies, around what's the responsibility of the media here. The media's responsibility is to try to find the truth for their listeners. Well, it's certainly not what CNN does. CNN cares only about displaying a falsehood for their donor class. But if you were to do media like we do on the internet for the people, you'd have to ask yourself, how do I provide information that always turns out better than elsewhere? And now you start needing an empirical process for truth seeking. Now you start needing an epistemology other than, well, they told us that. And then some other guy told us that.
Dewormer. There's a whole legitimate aspect of the drug. I wouldn't use it for COVID-19, but it's not just the veterinary grade. So I stopped calling it that.
So okay,
and then it went away.
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this. One of the best moments during the pandemic was when Dr. Gupta, who was just mentioned, went on Joe Rogan's podcast. For all the days of CNN like demonizing Joe Rogan, they send their top doctor out there onto his show, and he goes, why is everyone on your network saying I'm taking horse dewormer? Ivermectin's not. And Dr. Gupta looked down at his lap and went, yeah, no, they shouldn't be saying that.
Exactly. So you got called out by a doctor who got shamed for what you guys were doing. You were attempting a hit piece. You applied the principles of Jewish mediatic hit pieces onto a molecule, which is very anti-scientific. To even try to do this, even if you had been right. I don't know, is that an old video of Joe Biden or is this recent? In any case, it's hilarious. A black woman asks, If I were your daughter,
what advice would you give me the next time I am stopped by the police?
If you were my daughter, you'd be a Caucasian girl and you wouldn't be pulled over.
Is that AI generated? Is that real? Is that old or is that recent? I have no idea. But I love the double meaning of this. Because Joe Biden is trying. He's trying to say, if you were my daughter, you'd be white, and therefore there wouldn't be racism against you. But funnily, he's also correct that if she was his daughter, she would probably have much less chance of being arrested because she would have much less chance of committing a crime. Lamborghini crash here. You have these people who go for... This is in Dubai. I don't know, someone gets lots of money and they go spend it by renting a Lamborghini, I guess. And that's why it cost you much more to rent a Lamborghini. It's because you have to pay the insurance price for all these irresponsible users. The UK bans Sam Melia, a right-wing activist jailed for 2 years for selling stickers from seeing his children. A court cites his offensive beliefs as its rationale for the decision. So the leftists are really there. They are to the point of saying, we can jail you for your beliefs. So this guy is an ideological prisoner because he got jailed for having stickers that were judged by the leftists to be hateful. But now they're to the point of denying him even information about his children or contact with his children, because they say, well, he is a danger for children. He could spread hate. So at this point, the leftists have really completed the great circle they wanted to complete between, well, you have these ideas, you are right wing, you can't have children, or we're going to block you from having children. Or if you already have those children, we're going to keep you from seeing them. It is an absolute injustice. It's ridiculous. We must totally eliminate this possibility. And it's happening so often because you have all these laws are made very loose for child protective services so that they can do whatever they want, really. And you do end up having in these services a bunch of leftists, a bunch of people who hate heterosexual families and who want to destroy it. And they end up being extremely arbitrary. And, oh, here's an ideological opponent. Here's someone who's right-wing. And, oh, we have evidence that he's committed a crime because he's been convicted. Let's go after his children. They love doing this. She's convinced the reason she's single is that her beauty, brains, and success are scaring guys away.
What do you mean you don't have a boyfriend? You're so pretty. What do you mean you have zero men in your phone? What do you mean you've gone 8 months without... What do you mean? That makes no sense. Yeah.
You might want to fix that eye. It was popping up way too much. Like, you don't want to do this eye. This eye has just deprived you of 250 potential boyfriends. Just this moment right here.
Mean, that makes no sense. Yeah, well, combine pretty with intelligent, strong, successful, slaying at life.
Narcissistic.
You've got a very terrifying woman on your hands. A very not easy woman on your hands, right? Men don't like that.
I can see in her jeans vest that she's trouble. I can see in the way she speaks of herself that she's trouble. This is a high-cost, high-maintenance woman. She has the whole idea that she has success, and so you're too low for her, and so she's never going to be happy. DK Shadow says, a walking cluster of cluster B.
Men do not like me. Men are very, very terrified of me.
So she sees all these men as less, and that's how she will see you if you pair with her.
The men who do like me, the ones that are attracted to me, are unavailable. Men who are in relationships actively. And uggo weirdos. Because at the end of the day, I am merely just a fantasy. I am not a real human.
Oh my God. You're really not fantasy level, woman. It's like, okay, you're looking okay. What is this? What, a 7, 8 out of 10? You're looking good, but you're not a fantasy level woman. You're not a woman that people are like, oh, she is an angel from the sky. I can't believe she's real. No, it's like this facial structure is actually quite off-putting for a beautiful woman.
Human. Because of the pretty and scary. So yes, babe, I'm alone. I'm very, 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 very single.
Oh my God, no, too much trouble. It's like, give me an ugly woman at this point. I'm not going through the trouble of going into the mind of this girl. A large crowd has gathered for the Tommy Robinson rally in London to protest two-tier policing. So I like that they are surfing on this whole clip that I analyzed earlier, which is the stabbing, where the state is pinning down the white man, but not pinning down even the stabber. So I think it's a great moment, given that the illustration is visually so striking. It's a great moment to do protest, I guess. So that's what Tommy Robinson did. Okay, so just a regular protest. Of course, being an artist, you're not going to see me at those protests. Mr. Sotomayor has been banned from X. Of course, Sotomayor very often goes very far. I think he's a black guy. He was recently on Fresh and Fit. I don't know much about this guy. I just know he's always trouble. He's always... And he's always phrasing stuff a little more extreme than... I think he's living on the black credit card. I believe that, like, I've been probably targeted by more censorship or close to his level of censorship. But he's very often phrasing stuff in much more extreme ways than me. And he is, you know... I think he surfs on less censorship because he has the black card. Being a black man, you know, the leftists at YouTube were probably slower to ban him than they could have been. Whereas when you're white, they are more on threshold. They're more on the tilt, you know. Republicans are sticking by Trump, the felon. So Politico has started labeling Trump as a felon, and you're going to see so much of this. And someone, Frank McCormick, was pointing out, I did a deep search and could not find a single instance of Politico ever referring to George Floyd as the felon, despite him having been sentenced to prison 8 separate times. So you can see the left in how they celebrate imprisonment and they celebrate the felon status of Trump and how they silence it in other cases. That they don't care about the law. They just care about the law to the extent that it's a machine for them to win in some places and push in some others. Tillman says, JF, he questioned the Holocaust. Yes, I've heard this. I haven't seen the Fresh and Fit performance, but yeah, I think... So basically, it's this Holocaust questioning, and it seems that X still bans for this, which is surprising because we're talking about an American. He's using X in America. Under the First Amendment, I don't know of any Holocaust denial that is not protected under the First Amendment. So again, it's Elon Musk not living by the standards that he claims. Rolling Stone was saying, guilty, 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 guilty. And I love this comment by Snakeskin. He says, nothing more rock and roll than cheering the police and courts going after a dude who had porn star sex. What has happened to rock and roll? Fucking a porn star is the most rock and roll. And saying, you know, I'm a billionaire. I can do whatever I want. Grab them by the pussy. That sounds rock and roll to me. But here, the Rolling Stone, the magazine of rock and roll, they just hate Trump so much they can't see his rock aspect. I would make all of the sandwiches in order to stay home. Did feminists ever stop to consider that not all of us want to leave the kitchen? Oh, do we have one of these female videos that are now... They're now converting from bus girls to sandwich makers. Is that Is that the sweet spot of civilization where we start hearing sandwich makers to be as we enter the Great Recession?
Did feminists ever stop to consider that maybe some of us didn't want to leave the kitchen? I mean, I would make all the sandwiches to be able to stay home. I'd be fine with that. I don't want a man in my kitchen. I don't want him sprinkling my freshly ground salt all over the floor and step on shards of salt every time I walk in the door. Like, stay out. Stay out of the kitchen. I'll stay out of the workplace. I would be fine with that. I don't want equality. I don't want somebody to pound me up and ask me if I paid the cable bill. I want to be someone's delicate flower. I want to be treated like a sweet baby angel.
Very nice. These car videos are becoming better. Life imitates. Talking about cuisine, I currently have in my fridge a project that is growing for tonight because it will be the UFC. And my girlfriend was saying, you know, what do you want tonight? I want you to be happy watching the martial arts. And so I started thinking, well, we should do wings. We should have chicken wings. And I went on the project of creating the best chicken wing I have ever created or eaten. So I was like, let's make a summation of everything I learned about chicken wings and deep frying and deep fryers along the years. And I thought, okay, let's. These chicken wings must be the best chicken wings ever. And I dipped them in buttermilk so that we would have the tenderizing of the meat. Before putting them in buttermilk, I covered them in spices, smoked paprika, cumin, 6 different spices, covered them really generously in those spices. Then I let them in the fridge so that they would solidify the spices into their skin. Then dipped them in buttermilk, let them spend some time in the fridge so that the buttermilk would penetrate the meat. Then I covered them in self-rising flour, to which I added yeast so that I would have a yeasty beer type of batter around the chicken wing. I've now put them back for hours in the fridge so that they would solidify and crisp out on the outside. I'm getting ready after this show right away. I will be going. So yes, Saturn Shine's yeast, just for the taste of yeast, to have this kind of beer flavor to the yeast, to the crust. I added yeast. It's an experiment. I don't know. It's not for inflating the yeast, not for inflating the crust. I thought, I like this smell when I open the pot of yeast. It's like, it's a smell of beer, really. And so I put yeast, not in a quantity that will create bubbles, just in a quantity so I get that yeast beer flavor. And they are getting ready to deep fry. I will be leaving the show, completing the show, and then start deep fryer, and I'll be enjoying these wonderful wings alongside UFC tonight. Life imitates art. They've asked, what do you think, Biden, about Trump's persecution? And he turned around to the journalist and made the smile that totally looks like the psychopath meme smile. I mean, it's the kind of total grin. James says, nutritional yeast flakes are very tasty on spicy foods. Yeah, but I didn't have nutritional yeast flakes, so I just put regular yeast. We'll see. It's an experiment. Andrew Torba suggests that we call the month of June, instead of the LGBT Pride Month, the Happy Christian Heritage Month. I think it's a great idea. I think if you do this, it's almost an evolutionary certainty that at some point in the future, could be relatively quick. There's going to be more people celebrating June for the Christian Heritage Month than for anything else. It's just if you don't make the babies, you don't exist on this earth. I like Tucker Carlson's hypothesis on Ukraine. He says Ukrainian land is being sold to foreign investors and they will flood Ukraine with immigrants. Ukraine won't exist in 50 years. I do believe we have to turn an eye to what seems to be ultimately a project of social engineering in Ukraine, a project of elimination of the male population, and a project of replacement. We should pay attention to this. As a last video, oh, holy shit. It's this trend of, you know, the Stanley Cups, and so people are all about drinking water, but this guy is kind of annoying with it.
Let's make my second water of the day.
What the fuck? You have a rotating flavor wheel?
Flavor am I going to choose today? For my second water of the day, I'm going to go with this Blazin' Blueberry High C. It's one of my faves. I finished my first water of the day earlier, and I was about to reach for a soda in my refrigerator, and I thought, why not just make a water? Hello. So I'm going to dump the entire packet in here because I have an idea. Now let's give it a little mix-a-rooney. It smells so good. It smells like blue jello. I haven't used my Dazzle Dust in a while, so I'm going to add a little bit of that. This is just edible glitter. Just adding a little bit.
Edible glitter. I have companies prepare my water for me. I need no edible glitter. I don't need to choose a flavor. I let a corporation handle this process. Saves me a lot of time. And at the end, it's still just water.
Bit shining, shimmering, splendid. Time for my ice. I'm going to add it on in. Y'all know I need a lot. Time for my second water bottle. You already know the drill. We're just going to fill her on up. Next, I'm going to take some zero calories, zero sugar vanilla syrup. And I'm going to add this on in. This, I'm hoping, is going to taste like a blueberry pastry of some sort, or like blueberry.
So now he's adding vanilla. Vanilla flavor. So you had artificial non-food glitter, vanilla flavor, and a high C kind of bluish fruit flavor. Bro, there's gonna be something cancerous in all of this. There's gonna be something worse than Diet Pepsi here.
Went on in my mind. I just know it has a possibility to be great.
Just statistically.
So let's go ahead and give this a quick little mix here so I can taste it. Glitter check. Look at all that. All right, let's give it a taste. Oh, yes, that vanilla gives it a creaminess.
The fall of civilization is waiting on my mind. Let me tell you, I'm feeling the humidity of the summer coming. And I'm feeling good because I have the heat pump and you know, it dehumidifies. But whenever I spend a few minutes outside, I feel the weight of humidity. And it reminds me that we are in a ship that's just, it's already wrecked. It's just advancing slowly, and we'll just have to wait and see society fall apart one piece by another. Here, water. They have water. They have Alex Jones. They have Trump. They have water. Thank you.